This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police say a speeding bus carrying mostly laborers rammed into a container truck on a highway in central Pakistan, killing at least 33 people and injuring 40. The accident happened on Monday, and the bus was traveling between one city and another in eastern Punjab province. Police say the exact cause of the accident was not clear. The passengers were traveling through the homes. And to celebrate the upcoming Muslim holiday, deadly accidents are common in Pakistan due to poor road infrastructure and disregard for traffic laws. German officials are defending their preparations for flooding in the face of the raging torrents that caught many people by surprise and left over 180 people dead in Western Europe. But they concede that they will need to learn lessons from that disaster. Efforts to find even any more victims and clean up the mess left behind by the floods across a swath of Western Germany, Eastern Belgium, and the Netherlands continued on Monday as flood waters receded. The downpours that led to usually small rivers swelling at vast speed in the middle of last week had been forecast, but warnings of potentially catastrophic damage did not appear to have found their way to many people on the ground, often in the middle of the night. U.S. businesses operating in Hong Kong should reassess their operations and decide if the risk of operating there are worth the reward. That's according to the president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. In an interview with the Associated Press, Tara Joseph said companies in Hong Kong are caught in the middle of the between the U.S. and China. Her remarks followed an advisory issued by the U.S. government on Friday warning businesses about a risk in the former British colony. Relations between the U.S. and China have deteriorated amid a trade war and mounting tensions over Chinese moves to curb political dissent in Hong Kong. This is